That's right. You know what that sound is. It means it's time to do that thing you do when you listen to this thing. Yes. I know. Hold up. It's always nice to have that intro music going while I'm doing stuff and everything. Get ready, though. It's about to kick off. Well, turn on. It's about to just go and bring it in, and then I could do some yakking. Hello, Paddockins. I'm back again. Relax and everything. Enjoy this amount of snow coming, along with freaking like probably like 50 mile per hour winds or higher. They were strong. We lost a lot of trees. Steve from over at Movie Patrol, him and his wife Jennifer shipped us out some Omaha steaks. More than steaks, a giant ass cooler of meat, bacon wrapped pork chops. I had no idea. I don't even know why I didn't know there was such a thing. Lava cake, burgers, hot dogs, steaks, double like baked potatoes. So thank you, Steve and Jennifer. Much appreciated. That arrived the day before. Timing on that. Perfect. So I went out, grilled up some Omaha burgers. If you haven't had one of these, go to OmahaSteaks. I believe it's .com. How hard would that be? Order some. They are amazing. You can even go right from freezer to grill. You guys like, all right. Some of you don't, so I'm sharing with you. So, had an amazing lunch. It was great. And that was around 2. And I was meeting up with some friends to hop on VR to play Among Us. If you don't know what that game is, it's kind of funny. You're on a spaceship. You got to do tasks. There's, I think, the max amount who can play at a time would be 8. And you run around doing tasks, but one of you is an imposter. And they're going around killing you and sabotaging you, trying to win the game. And then you got to figure out who it is. It's pretty fun. If you get a good group in there, it's pretty funny. So, playing it with the bacon me. Shout out to all of you. So, fun game. So, I hopped on at 7. And all day we were having little brownout. Because that wind, that snow, is just a disaster waiting to happen. 7:45. My headset says, hey, the room's too dark to play. And I'm like, duh, we lost power. Which, as you heard before, I talked about the sump pumps. And losing power means that nothing gets pumped out. Lucky for us, we planned years ago and got a generator. Because we had a regular gas one. And that just wasn't, we weren't feeling confident with that. You had to go out, gas it, start it up, plug it in. Flip breakers, and it pretty much just ran our pumps and our heat so that we could keep going if it was ever cold, which it was cold. Like I said, blizzard happening, winds, snow, 7:45, Generac kicked on like a charm. But your heart still sinks because now your backup is no longer your backup. So you sit and think and you're like, man, and you know, I have another generator, so I had a plan. So I can also, it runs on propane, so I monitor our propane and everything. Long story, I'm sure you're like, wow, this is kind of boring. No, it's kind of interesting for some, but it's the first blizzard I've actually ever been in. So it was crazy. I mean, it's cool to see these giant storms, but their destruction and everything they bring is also another, you know, I'm sure it's like when hurricanes and tornadoes hit, you know, those probably are cool to see from afar as long as they don't touch your stuff. Generac kicked on, pumps running, house is running great. So we just decide 8:30, pack it up, go to bed. What else, you know, a little stressful because you're really hoping everything just functions. So needless to say, sleep that night wasn't the greatest. This was, you know, going into Christmas Eve. We wake up the next morning around 8, generator still going. And then we see the National Grid trucks drive by. I got to hand it to National Grid. They have built a really strong grid in our area. It it holds. There's times I'm like, how is this holding? But they've really done a great job keeping it up. And usually we're out of power for maybe 6 hours. And I think we've lost power 3 times since I've been here 17 years. And that was probably the 4th. And so we see the trucks go by, a few hours go by. And I'm pretty sure it was like almost 11. Boom, power's back. Anxiety drops down. And everything's good. We're good to go. Happy. I mean, there's still a blizzard raging. They went out in a blizzard and got this handled. So I appreciate it bringing us back. This is the hard part too, because we've always wanted to be off the grid. But then I wonder how much power we would need. This is all learning math and everything to learn that would keep that generator going for 14 hours. Because it would run on propane. But if we wanted to run the house without the generator, battery storage and everything. But that could also be another backup. Huh? Anyway, 14 hours later, we get power back Christmas Eve. Spirits lifted a bit. We're feeling good. Everything's great. Rest of the day goes well. Head on into Christmas. The in-laws came over. We made dinner. It was like pork, salmon, decare. It was good. Anyway, the highlight of the evening, I've never done gingerbread houses, and we all got our own gingerbread houses. And if you've never done a gingerbread house, it's kind of fun and funny. It's kind of like the show Nailed It. You're either going to make what's on that box shine, or it's going to be a complete hilarious disaster. And Allison won that one. She won. She had this igloo. It looked fairly easy. And as Steve said, it looked like someone loaded a shotgun and just shot it onto the table. It was hilarious. We were laughing pretty hard. Everybody else has turned out fairly decent. Allison's mom had a train. She just had it lay on its side. That was probably best. And then Zach, Roger, and I, we all had some pretty cool little house type things that turned out not too bad. But Allison won for the nailed it part. That was pretty funny. So we had a great Christmas. And then just continued with the blizzard and snow blowing and cleanup and so on and so forth. I really, other than being up in mountains, I've never seen this much snow so quick. It was crazy. Now, though, a good portion of the snow's gone, and now we're expecting a lot of rain, which melts the snow, which raises the water table. So, stuff to watch out for and everything. But we have a lot of things in place. We've learned over the years, but yeah. I don't think I'd ever get a basement again where water can come in. It's just too stressful. And there you go. The life of pet. Want to give a shout out to Baking Me Prime. Thanks for sponsoring. Always appreciative. Always enjoy the coffee. Always. I don't think there's ever a time I'm like, man, I don't enjoy coffee. So, yep. Thanks. Thanks, Prime, for buying me some coffees. Crispy, thank you too. He tossed in a little bit of change just to keep it rolling. I mean, there's all kinds of gas. Coffee's a gas. I'm no scientist on that, but you could probably look it up. Probably DuckDuckGo it. Give it a little bit, you know, is coffee a fuel? And you'll see what it says. Oh, I got. Man. Not, I mean, a lot's been happening and thinking about what I want to do. I know I always say, man, I don't know what I want to do. But I think that's kind of the fun of the show. Doing it by the seat of my pants is been a thing. But I would like to have a plan too and a direction. Always having a direction, a purpose. What is the purpose? What is the purpose of this show and everything? I feel my purpose of the show is getting people to laugh, telling people about my journeys and stuff I like. Without, you know, punching you in the face going, you need to buy this. I'm an influencer. I don't know. Is it good to be an influencer? Maybe. I don't know. I just like recommended stuff I like, having you check it out. See what you like. You know, because everybody's different. That's the beauty of this. So, again, I'm going to try to get these out weekly. Just things keep shifting and changing, so rolling with the punches and everything. But we're into January, so of course, Allison and I are already looking at where do we want to go for some travel and adventures this year? What does 2023 have to offer us? Do we want to sell our place, move somewhere else, try it out? Do we want a smaller property? One dream has always been to live in a tiny. That, I think, would be really cool.
Oh.
Boy. Oh, I don't think I can edit that one out. Gosh. You know, so tiny has been somewhat of a dream to us. I want to start filming more. Because I have the gadgets, and it pains me when they sit and they don't get used, and then they get outdated. Then I got to buy something new. But why buy something new if what you got is outdated, but then it sits? So working harder to utilize that. Nathan's been pushing me in that direction, so appreciate that. Friend of mine, Eastern Washington. That's all. That's it. It's the only location I'm giving you. I don't want you hunting anybody down. I'll be doing that. So, yeah, we got all these ideas. I probably wouldn't mind building out another van.
Hey, yo.
Adrian, for those of you who admire the greatest American boxer to ever live, this exclusive scent combines the sweat of a champion with the passion of Rocky's wife, Adrian. It is truly an experience like no other and will make you feel like a true champion.
Hey, yo.
Adrian, Hype is all about exclusivity. By choosing Hype as your scent of choice, you're showing everyone around you that there's nothing stopping you from being the biggest success in the room.
Hey, yo.
Adrian, inspired by Rocky Balboa, the scientists at the lab used the sweat of this iconic champion over the unstoppable force in order to create the world's most powerful fragrance.
Hey, yo.
Adrian, this cologne is scientifically designed to adjust your scent to make you stand out from everyone else. The wearer's scent is uniquely altered so you can be sure to attract attention wherever you go.
Hey, yo.
Adrian, to keep it exclusive, you can only buy this online at
heyyoadrian.com.
So what are you waiting for? Don't you want to feel like a champ? Heck, I wouldn't even mind building an actual tiny. I build a small little cabin to sleep in, but I think it'd be fun. It gets hard because there's so many things in life I want to do, but then so many things I don't want to say get in the way, but just challenges, cost at you and everything. But we do. I would like us to get out more this year, explore more and everything else, and see. Because life doesn't get any shorter, you don't get any younger, and do what you can when you can, where you can. I don't know. This week, coffee, the same. No need to harp on that. You know where to go. You do. And I mean, really, if we're going to talk about coffee, why don't we talk about something here? Are you an influencer? I don't consider myself an influencer, but I do from time to time get stuff I could choose to have sent to me to try out, which is cool. Most of the stuff I get is stuff I would take with us while we're traveling and everything. And I like some nutrition bars, but again, you know, me and I call it fake sugar, what I call it. I think it's more in how things are engineered, put together, and how it tastes and what it tastes like. So that, you can hear me playing with it. So back to what I was talking about. Recently, I was fortunate enough to get to try out this new nutrition bar by Mosh. And you can find them, I'll just make it easy, on Instagram, Mosh Life. MOSHLIFE. I went with the Cookie Dough Crunch. It's got 12 grams of protein, no sugar added, keto, vitamins B12, D3, lion's mane, ashwagandha. Pretty sure I said that right. Omega-3s in there. I mean, you can look it up and look at more, but I mean, total calories. It's a small bar. I will say, this tastes really good. And I think it's something that we can take with us on the road. I do like Clif Bars. They're all right. If anybody has an Aldi, they have like knockoff brands. Theirs are pretty good too. It's not a bad way to go. Tossing, you know, it keeps for a while. So you can toss it in your backpack, your go bag, EDC, stuff like that and everything too. But I was really impressed with the Mosh Bar. And I found it funny too because I'm into photography. there is a planner for photographers out there called the Mosh Planner. And I personally have two of these things. I had three and passed one on to a friend. Well built, really cool planner. You can plan your shots, journaling and everything, what you're doing on the go. They're well built. I love the paper in them. I do like good paper. But as I said, I found it funny because, you know, Mosh Bar, Mosh Planner. If you head over to moshplanner.com, you can check out the ones that are on the website and learn more about it. So there's two things to check out. I mean, how do you mosh? Thank you. I thought of that on my own. So there's your product of the week. Check it. For those of you who travel, gear up, head in the outdoors. You can even travel and check out cities. What are some things you like to keep with you? I think some good things to carry. Dry shampoo, because you never know. Deodorant is a must. Why not? Wipes. There's some decent wipes out there. I'm not big on wipes because I just find it kind of wasteful. But when you're in a pinch and need to clean up, I think it's easier than trying to heat up some water, grab a washcloth, and it's a convenience. Plus, they're small. You could toss in your, you know, in your bag, in your pocket, whatnot. Some nutrition, protein bars, even a granola bar. Good old Nature Valley, which I do like Nature Valley. I get a little bothered by the engineered ingredients. Why do we need to do that into that simple granola bar? Setting that aside, though, I do like those. Of course, always pen, paper, stuff like that. What's your go-to camera? What do you like to travel with? Most people are just like, my phone is good enough. Other people like other things. So just curious what you like to carry with you out there. I always do like to have a sharp object with me. Just because you never know when you need to cut something. You know, open a package. Stuff like emergency situation, everything like that. Yeah. And then, you know, carrying my coffee. Typically, I'm with a clean canteen. Keeps it warm, good size, all that. Good for on the go. I do like Yeti products, but I just feel they're way overpriced. I don't understand that. We were at the sporting goods store the other day and a month ago. And that's another day to us. Yeti has this camping chair. Man, it is comfortable. It's $300. I get tech because there's technology into it. And I'm not saying there isn't technology into this chair. But I don't. One, something that expensive if you're traveling, it's a big worry. I worry about my camera gear, but it's functional, useful, and allows me to capture memories. So it's kind of a, you know, toss up. What gear do you want to take? But you'd constantly be like, my chair's sitting out. I need to bring that in because it's $300 and I don't want someone else stealing it because they'll be like, damn, that's a Yeti chair. $300. I'm taking it. You can get an electric bike for like $600. I know that's doubled, but the chair, it's very comfortable, and I'm not trying to knock it. And kudos if you're like, I'm buying it. It's cool. I don't care if anybody buys it, but for me, it's just like one of those worries when you have it sitting out and you can't leave your campsite because you got to put everything back in just because you worry. You know, you don't want to set temptation out, but man, yeah, it's comfortable. We tried shoes on, got to sit in it. Best damn chair I ever sat in while trying shoes on. So I guess that was kind of a rant. I'm not sure I really have a rant for the week. I don't know. Rant for 2 weeks. No. Lately, I haven't found any jeans that take the hair off my knees, so that's good. You know that could be a problem. Unless you don't want hair on your knees. What have we been watching? Well, we finished Hoarders all season, so if you have Freevee, they have the seasons that Hulu doesn't. So you can watch both on Freevee, which is through Amazon. Free. Just has commercials. And then on Hulu. So that's that. If you ever want to feel good about yourself and you're having a downer day, watch some Hoarders. There are some homes. I'm amazed at how some people can live and not see it. I mean, I get that, you know, they got the mental stuff going on, but it's crazy. And yeah, they definitely, you could see they need help. But anyway, I was surprised we got sucked into that 13 season. So some people come out on the other end and some don't. What else? We really got sucked into that. Killer Sally on Netflix. Three episode docuseries about a weightlifting couple. And she ends up killing her husband. And that's not a spoiler. That's what it's about. That was pretty interesting. You do like a good documentary. The Killing Fields. That was another one. Wow. I know typically everything's one-sided in these, but man, it's crazy just watching it, seeing what goes on out there in the world. I mean, look at Hoarders and everything else that you have going on. Another fun fact, well, Killer Sally, it's just the name of the show, her and her husband lived Camp Pendleton area. I was actually stationed in the Navy and during that time. I'd left before the incident happened, but I thought that was kind of neat. Connecting thing. I always find it funny on Hoarders when they're like, things happen in Washington State. I'm like, oh, where? Do I know these people? Have I ever been by the house? Stuff like that. So, back to the Killing Fields. That was another one. That was pretty interesting. Just stuff you don't know that happens, and then you wonder why things unfold the way they do and all of that. And, what else? Oh. And then also watched on, I believe it was on Prime, a documentary on Antarctica. This guy showed what it's like to spend a winter up there. It took him 10 years. Really cool documentary that I'm sure if you search Antarctica, you can find it. And then I've also watched a couple on the Mars rovers, which is really cool and interesting. And I had no idea how much went into building those. And what they went through and everything to get up there. It's pretty cool. Goodnight Oppie is one. And the other one was on Perseverance, which is up there right now. And Perseverance is actually going to get core samples of Mars. And they're going to be able to send them back to Earth. And the process to go through to get core samples is just insane. Because it's something that hasn't been done. So they have to figure it all out. If you watch that, you'll learn more about it. But they have to clean these things so that nothing from Earth can possibly be on them, which I don't think it's 100%. But because you don't want to contaminate your core sample and send it back and go, wow, there's samples of, you know, Earth up there. So you have to make sure it's really clean. But yeah, it's pretty cool. Rover goes along, drills a hole, drops a container on Mars' surface, and then I think comes back, picks it up, and they send it. So I think our first sample to come back is going to be 2033. I'm like, no, I want it now. I'm curious. I'd really like to know. Really like to know. Of course, Yellowstone started back up. We haven't started the new season yet. And then Stallone has his show, Tulsa King. I find it funny that's hard to say, even though it's not hard to say. I think we're the fourth episode in so far and really enjoy it. It's got some good comedy to it. It's not dark. It's cool. I like Stallone. I can't believe the dude's 77 and still acting. He looks great. I know some of you are like, but no, I dig it. You're like, what's it about? You make me do all this work. He was in prison for 25 years. He's a mobster / gangster and goes back to New York and they ship him off to Oklahoma. Run some things. Take it from there. Of course, you know he's got baggage and stuff. Not the kind you pack and take with you. Mental. So it's nice getting Stallone in a TV show. Taylor Sheridan, who's done Yellowstone, 1923, 1883. You know, the westerns you've seen coming out. I don't know if he wrote it. He looks to be a producer. He might have directed an episode or two. Again, me giving you my vast knowledge that I have in my brain put right out there for you. It's just like right there. So that's worth checking out. It's a fun show. One of the other guilty pleasures, The Circle's back. That's on Netflix. I think it would actually be kind of a fun show to be on. You get your own apartment and you chat to strangers and you try to survive. Not get voted out. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of a neat social experiment. You get all kinds of people on there. Some people are catfish, some aren't. But yeah, we enjoy watching that. The Circle. So there you go. Movies. Just the documentaries. I think that pretty much sums it up there. What you're really probably wondering is, how are those Cooper Evolution tires that you got on your van, Pat? Because you said it snowed and you couldn't get off the driveway before with those other the shits that come with the vehicle. Well, they work great. They did amazing. They grip, they go. Vanny van doesn't get stuck on the driveway, at least for now. I mean, ice could be probably something different, but did really good. I'm really happy with them. There's a lot of technology in tires. And cost was not too bad. Because she certainly needs good tires for road tripping. I'm amazed we made it the places we did with what we had. I was nervous at times. But, Cooper Evolution. I got nothing for you there. So what do you have planned for 2023? I never go, oh, it's the first. I'm going to start doing this. I do that every day. Today, I'm going to start doing this. But for the year, you look at it and you're like, all right, I base it on weather, what we're going to do, what we're going to accomplish. We do have, I'm pretty sure we have a game plan going forward. Okay. What do you got planned? What are you looking forward to? Do you have trips planned? Heck, I'm not even really a book reader. I'll listen to books. What books are you into? Really? Where are you going on your trip? Talk about some food you like. You can always comment and contact me. You can comment right on whatthepat.com. You can also hit me up on Instagram.com/whatthepatpodcast. And of course, email whatthepatpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know. Kind of cool. I always like hearing what's going on out there, sharing, whatnot. Again, another cool podcast to check out. If you do like laughing the hair off your knees, Movie Patrol, you can find them on all your favorite platforms. iTunes, Google, those other ones. They don't pay me. Nobody pays me, so should I say the names? I don't know. They're out there. Seriously. You won't... I know those Carhartts took the hair off my knees, but you'll laugh every piece of hair off your knee. Especially if you like... I don't know. Is it wrong to say inappropriate humor that's appropriate? I mean, seriously. Comedy is... you got your comedy you love. I'm a big proponent on laughter. Love laughing. I mean, there's times I take things seriously and gotta get down to it, but really, I just want to enjoy what's out there, and I enjoy bringing a smile to the face of everybody. Some it just can't be done. It's okay. Don't force it. So, I think this is it for now, because I haven't dragged my feet. Life got in the way, and I'm not making excuses, but here you go. Another episode in the can. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate all the support from the Bacon Me's. We are on Discord. I have a Discord. I'll try to remember to put that in the show notes. If you VR, check us out. We play all kinds of games. Sundays, there's meetups for movies. Just talking to people. It's a great group. Really cool. It's pretty neat meeting people online and getting to know each other and everything. So I appreciate, again, everybody listening. I am going to pack things up and go about my day doing the other stuff. Who knows what I'm doing? It's like an open canvas. ready. So I'm kicking out of here. Probably should cue this up and get it ready. I know. Don't be sad. Don't be. I'm here for you. We can hold hands and skip through the open field. Talk about ramblings of things to come. What to do. There you go. I don't know. Just whatever you do. Try to have fun doing it. Only thing stress you out. You know. And ask yourself, what is your purpose? What makes you happy? What brings you joy? That's what it's about. Remember, you see a stranger today, you look over at him, wink, and smile. Who cares if they look at you like, freak? So, that's all I got. My brain is closed shop. Done. Goodbye, my pedicans.